Great. Hello. Good morning. Well, it's lovely to be back here to see all of you. Some new friends I know are here. And before I forget, while we're making announcements, I wanted to say that my friend Krishnadas is coming to London. I think it's the 18th or the 19th of... Is it? Am I right? The 18th and the 19th, both. He's a very old friend of mine who does kirtan, or Hindu devotional chanting. It's quite fantastic and really a practice in and of itself. And we were both kind of chagrined that we didn't manage to be here at the same time, because we often teach together, actually. It's a remarkable thing when we come together, certainly for me. And yet, the planning just... I didn't know he was coming when I... And then he's starting in Dublin, actually, for those people from Ireland. So it's quite an opportunity. And I think the people here who are selling his tickets, it's Tri Yoga, is that right?
Yeah.
So you can just check in with them. And here are some friends who've been with us together in the States. So it's funny just that there's this... this must be the place to be, is all I can say. When I heard he was coming, too, I thought, oh, right, this is good. This must be the cutting edge. But it is really great to be back here. Today I want to go much more into equanimity and its relationship to qualities like compassion. But to begin with, why don't we do a sitting together, going back to just being with the breath. It's a way of gathering, of really being, really arriving much more fully. So basically what we're doing in this meditative exercise is just choosing an object to rest the attention on. Our relationship to that object needs to be balanced. Also, I used to use this image in my own practice where I would imagine myself holding something very fragile, something precious, like something made of glass in my hand. If I were to grab it too tightly, it would shatter and break. But if I were to get lazy and negligent, my hand would fall open, it would fall off and break. So I just cradle it. I stay in touch with it. I cherish it. That's our relationship to that object. Whether it's the breath or some other object, a sound, a mantra, a visualization, loving kindness phrase, we just cradle it. We get in touch with it. So in this case, I would invite you to use the breath in that way. Just let your attention settle on the feeling of the breath. And get that sense of being in touch with it without grabbing at it. If you like, you can start by listening to sound, which tends to be a good way of relaxing deep inside, getting that feeling tone of allowing our experience to come and go without interference. And if you like, when you're ready, you can move your attention to sensations in the body to help make that shift from the more conceptual mode of awareness, body, fingers, to the world of direct sensation, pulsing, tingling, warmth, coolness, whatever it might be. Again, without needing to name the sensations, we just feel them. And at some point, bring your attention to the feeling of the breath. This is the normal, natural breath. Without needing to make it deeper or different. It's just one breath. and you're breathing anyway. You can rest your attention on the actual sensations of the breath. And if sounds or images or sensations or emotions arise, but they're not strong enough to really pull you away from the breath, just let them go on by. Here the illustration is of seeing a friend in a crowd. You don't have to shove aside everyone else and say, hey, go away, you're bothering me. But your interest, your enthusiasm is going, oh, there's my friend. There's the breath. There's the breath. Everything else can come and go. Doesn't matter. There's the breath. But if something arises that is strong enough to pull you away, or you get lost in thought, or you fall asleep, don't worry about it. As soon as you realize that you've become distracted, that's the magic moment where we can forgive ourselves, be kind to ourselves, just gently let go of whatever and begin again. Just shepherd your attention back to the feeling of the breath. If you have to let go and begin again countless times, it's fine.